Yes, there are many, many times when life don't happen the way we want it to be. There are things that shock us, there are things that come in another way, but it just comes for us. And okay, so let me welcome you to another Sunday podcast with Susan Abeta. And yes, this is coming pretty late, and it's just going to be like a reflection. So yeah, it's 2024. And 21 days is going, the 21st day in the month is going, and many things have happened, the good and the bad, the pleasant and the ugly. Many things have happened. Some things have really, really damaged our faith. Some things have given us the opportunity to believe God again. This year we've seen beautiful moments, people have gotten married, got engaged and all, and we've also lost loved ones, people so dear to our hearts, people we really wish we stayed the next day with yours, but they got to their bus stop and they had to just leave us behind. So tragedy here, joy there, it's been many shits. And yes, life comes with different strokes for different folks, but there is one thing that is assuring, reassuring, that we can bank on over and over again. It is the truth that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Life doesn't have to happen our own way, you know, but there is this truth that is unending. It is not shaking, it is not ending, and it is that God will never, He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is not going to allow us go through life all by ourselves. He will not allow us go through the joyful moments all by ourselves. He will not allow us go through the sad days all by ourselves. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So as you go in this new week, I want you to have this assurance that God is with you, He is for you, He is by you, and everything is working together for your good. Will everything be pleasant? No. Will it work together for your good? Yes. Will tragedy come? Yes, they may. But will God be there for us? Yes, He will. So as you go this week, whatever, my Lord, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul.